Game Live, everybody, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG, our new home. Giants improved their record to 2-0 today with a 16-13 win over the Saints at MetLife Stadium. I'm Russ Salzberg. I'm again joined by my colleagues today, Sean O'Hara, David Deal, and Imani Tuma. But before we speak to these guys, let's go right to the field where Paul Dottino caught up with some of the Giant players coming off of their second victory of the season. Paul?
Well, Jonathan, I don't know how many people thought that the first score in this game, the first touchdown, would be our special teams, but it was your blocked field goal. Tell me about the play.
We had caught a nice, you know, push up the middle when we getting snacks.
Fat man got hot. Snacks, guys, snacks.
He helped me out get a push, and then I was able to get through and get a hand up on and block it.
What about this defensive effort, especially in the first half? It was incredible how you guys were able to shut down Breeze.
Oh, it's a continuing process, man. We're doing a good job of playing with one another. And as a unit, we keep on grinding and working hard. I feel like we're going to be something special.
You had to like it down at the end. The offense was on the field and specials instead of having you guys.
Oh, that was great, man. Everything takes time. We're going to work on it and get better.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Victor, come on over. My goodness. Home fans, over 2 years before you had to get back on this field in front of these folks, and you go and make a big play like that.
I mean, I knew my team needed it, and, you know, the ball came my way, and I just wanted to go up and make a play when, you know, in a time where we needed to get close in there so we can get a field goal and be in a position to win the game. I'm just happy I came down with the football.
All right. Now, as far as the play was concerned, was that the primary play? Are you the intended receiver all along? You and Crawley had a fight for that ball. It was right in front of me. You really wrestled it away.
It was kind of an alert, so he saw if I got one-on-one coverage, he could give it a shot. And he did, and I went up and, you know, in the air, I kind of snatched it, and then he got a hand in there, and I had to wrestle it away at the end. But I knew I wasn't going to be denied on that one.
How about all the Cruz chants here in the crowd? How to feel good again, right?
It's amazing, man, just to be here in front of my home crowd, from here, born and raised. It's a beautiful feeling.
Big win.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Victor. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Back to you guys.
All right, big win indeed. Again, 16-13, Giants take care of business. Listen, guys, Victor Cruz certainly needed to make that big catch after he had the fumble earlier. But, hey, for lack of a better term, today was about the defense in particular. They, all of them, played their butts off. That was an outstanding defensive performance.
Yeah, we'll talk about the offense later on, and Victor Cruz certainly redemption, as you mentioned. This defense did a phenomenal job against the run. They basically shut down the Saints' offense. They were one-dimensional. And I was really impressed with the coverage of Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie, Janoris Jenkins, his physical play, sure tackling. Eli Apple made some big tackles. They contained Drew Brees and this high-powered offense. We saw Drew Brees torch the Oakland Raiders secondary last week, and I thought the Giants defense did a great job keeping him in this game because, let's be honest, the offense really left a lot of points on the board today.
I mean, you start off the game and have Drew Brees and New Orleans Saints offense punt the ball on 7 straight drives. I mean, to start the game off that way, it couldn't have gone any better for him. But we all know it didn't lead to anything because of the turnovers on the offensive side of the ball. But you said it. Janoris Jenkins, Eli Apple, their ability to provide that outside run support to be short tacklers, to funnel everything from the outside in. And think about this right away, the sacks. Landon Collins, Eli Apple, the safety blitzes and being able to get the disguises, running back going one way, Steve Spagnuolo dialing it up the other way. It was a nice game plan to start the game, but you could tell they were worn down towards the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they were worn down towards the fourth quarter, but throughout the entire game, they were forced with sudden changes, meaning they were unexpectedly got the ball from turnovers from the offense, and that's always a sign of what kind of defense you really have, the mentality. For the sudden change defense, I thought was really good for the Giants. I thought they played a very tough game. The fact that they, you know, were 0-3 in the red zone, though, on offense. We always go back to offense because all three of us played offense.
Yeah.
The fact that they were 0-3 on offense in the red zone and had 3 turnovers is problematic. They are lucky they got away with the victory today. Thank the defense. Thank the special teams touchdown. But they got by. The Giants got by today by the skin of their teeth.
And it's great because for Giants fans, this is the first home game they got to see the defensive additions.
Yes.
You know, you bring in Olivier Vernon. It's his first time playing a real home game. It's, you know, Jenkins, his first time. And I think that when you look at Damon Harrison, you've got to credit him a lot, even though he doesn't get a lot of attention, for what he did inside and helping stop that run game. So they made an investment this offseason. It paid off today. As you mentioned it, Imani, this offense has to do better. I thought Eli was sensational today. I think it might be the best quarterback performance I've ever seen without throwing a single touchdown pass. He lit him up. Yeah. It's not going to show up in fantasy points, and it's not going to show up in touchdowns.
I have for fantasy, so I'm not excited about that.
The Giants spent the money on defense in the offseason, and thus far, it has paid dividends. They are now 2-0. All right, lots more to come. But first, we got to take care of some business, folks. Make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants to win an LG Electronics 55-inch class 4K smart LED TV. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of your New York Giants. A lot more coming up. We want to hear from the winning coach, Ben McAdoo. So stay right where you are. Giants post-game live here on...
Giants programming on MSG Networks is presented by Chase.
Hey, listen. We got some great leadership in here. That's where it starts. All right, that's where it starts. We have some great leadership. All right, we show great discipline and poise in the second half. It wasn't how you draw them up, but we'll take them any way we can get them, baby. All right, bring it up in here. Let's break it down. Let's get out of here. Take care of your bodies. All right, Giants on three. 1, 2, 3.
Giants!
Woo! All right, well, again, it's a happy atmosphere outside here at MetLife Stadium, and for good reason. Giants improved their record to 2-0 with a 16-13 victory over your New Orleans Saints. Well, welcome back once again to Giants Postgame Live here on MSG, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz. And guys, you know, one thing I want to bring up, just before we're waiting to hear from Coach McAdoo, you brought up an interesting point before, Sean. You mentioned three guys on defense, Jenkins, Harrison, and Vernon. And before we get to them, we're going to go to the coach right now. Ben McAdoo.
All right, I'll start with we got some great leadership in the locker room, and it really shined through in this ball game. We were committed to discipline and poise throughout, and it paid off in the end. We didn't have anybody watching the scoreboard. We were just playing the play and playing the situation, and we were fortunate to find a path to victory. Open it up.
Say you have great leadership. What in particular makes you say that after watching a game like this?
Just the encouragement and the positivity on the sidelines and picking each other up. You know, if it's not phase by phase, it's player by player.
Coach, you preach a lot about ball security. What did you say when you see three veterans that just didn't hold on to the ball when you guys were driving throughout in that first half?
Yeah, we need to handle the football better. We need to take care of the Duke. We didn't do that, whether it was drop passes, fumbles, the sack fumble, whatever it is, we need to take care of the football better. No question. It's got what we do in practice need to show up in the game. We took care of the ball well last week, other than one minor incident. But, you know, this week we need to do a better job. We need to clean that up this week. We have a big division game next week.
Your thoughts around going for it on fourth downs in the first half?
Say that one more time.
Your thoughts on why you went for a touchdown in the first
I'd do it again.
The defense, other than the one touchdown drive, held Drew Brees in check pretty much all game long. What was the key in that?
You know, they played fantastic, whistle to snap. We got lined up quickly. We made sure we got our eyes where they needed to be. They played the call, and they played with confidence.
What was your strategy going down that last possession? You kept kicking the field goal, but there was a lot of ding and dunk. You didn't get anything wrong. What was your mindset? Was it go for the field goal all along? Were you looking to score, and then nothing came?
Yeah, we didn't want to give Drew the ball back. That's simple. I mean, he's a heck of a player, future Hall of Famer. And if you can end the game, with the kick, you want to end the game.
What did you see on the cruise punt on that catch on the sideline? Your
point? Looked like one heck of a play, a very big point in the game. Talking about the go route on the last, he had a great release at the line of scrimmage, something he does well. Eli has confidence in him to throw a ball that's not normally a high percentage ball, and we really haven't been making that play all day, and he came through with a big play, a big point in time in the ball game.
Ben, did you get a sense of this game offensively that you were like on the verge of breaking out a lot but just couldn't quite do it?
Yeah, it's a game that I think maybe a couple years ago or normally you would get frustrated with and frustration would set in, but we just kept plugging away. We kept playing the play. We knew we had to be productive. We knew holding the ball and getting first downs and chewing the clock would benefit the special teams and benefit the defense.
Coach, what do you say about the play at Janoris Jenkins today? Not only did he have the touchdown, but he also had a couple.
Yeah, for the second week in a row, you know, you see he's such a competitor, a great competitor, and you see that show up in his play this week and last week.
Talk about
has expanded this offense to where you can do some things that really make this offense more interesting?
One more time.
How Sherbrooke has expanded this offense, particularly today?
Yeah, he's a weapon in the slot. You know, he needs to score on the one double move he had in the green zone, and he will next time he gets it. He makes the big play over his shoulder. He just needs to trust his speed and go straight ahead instead of worried about sticking his foot in the ground and dancing. But he is a weapon in the slot. He's a smart, conscientious young player who works at it. It's important to him, and the quarterback is developing trust in him.
Your defense held them to under 300 yards. Was that one of your goals coming in terms of
them? Well, anytime you can hold someone in this league to under 300 yards, that's a good day of defense. But, you know, holding them we hold a team to 13 points or less, we're gonna win the ball game. And it was a great job by the defense today. Spags, the defensive coaches, and the players all rallying around each other. They challenged each other this week, and it showed off. Showed up in the game.
What does it say about the identity of this team now that you can win a game like this without an offensive
play? It says a lot about all three phases. Special teams made a big play with the return. Defense stepped up all day, and offense got it done in the end. So all three phases are capable of winning ball games for us.
Eli Apple played the majority of snaps at corner. What went into the decision to give him such a big role today?
He's a starting corner for us.
You're playing over DRC quite a bit in like the base defense.
Well, we have three starting corners.
Did you give any thought to kicking the field goal on third down, just in case a bad snap or anything like that?
There was some conversation about it, but I trust the quarterback center exchange.
The main priority was just to drain the clock.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we end the game with a kicker with a kick. There, field goal to win the game, we win the game. You got to trust your execution.
How about the play calling after the two holding penalties?
We had a trap, potential big play opportunity. Now, if we get the three technique up the field and we can get it out clean, it comes out clean as a whistle, but it wasn't clean, so it didn't come out. Would have been a great call if it came out.
What does it do for the mindset of the team? We're two very close games.
Yeah, last season's last season. We're not worried about last season. We learned from last season. We moved on. We're looking forward to Washington this week.
Finn, when you talk about leadership, what do you make of Vernon and JPP playing as much as they did? Clearly, they hurt to some degree.
Yeah, they're playing nicked up, played hard, played a lot of snaps, provided some great rushes, playing in there, hanging in there versus the run, too, not just pass rushers. We focus on all situations. We started in the off season. We continued through training camp, and we hit it each week, every week.
As demoralizing as some of the losses were last year, losing the final seconds, on the other hand, winning games like we did last week and now today, what can that do as going forward?
I've never been demoralized, but we've learned from the past. We're confident to win in the future, and we're looking forward to Washington. Okay. Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Ben McAdoo here on Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz on MSG. You know, guys, Coach McAdoo has been stressing discipline, poise, leadership, leadership, leadership. Point I was trying to make before. They went out and got Jenkins, Harrison, and Vernon on defense. When you sign free agents, you pretty much know what you're getting in talent, but you don't know what you're getting in terms of leadership. All three of those guys are leadership guys.
Yeah, I thought they stepped up for the defense, and you could see this team, they didn't get down on themselves when the offense was forcing turnovers and putting them out. Even in the beginning part of the game when they were going no huddle and had a quick three and out, the defense went out, right out and responded. I think anytime you can hold Drew Brees and this Saints offense to 3 points and a half, I mean, you keep your team in the game, but you give the other side of the football a lot of energy. So kudos to those guys. They played very physical. Janoris Jenkins was all over the field. He led them in tackles. I thought Jonathan Casillas did a great job in coverage, made a lot of big-time tackles. And this defense started to get a pass rush at the end of the game. The Saints' right tackle, Zach Streif, went down, and then Olivier Vernon got involved. JPP got involved. They mixed in Kerry Wynn and kind of rotated a little bit. So for the Giants' defense, they were able to get pressure. You mentioned the pressure that Spags dialed up.
Yes.
And this is a sweet win for Spags, too, because think about last year. They gave up 52 points on the road. Spags coached with the Saints just a couple years ago in 2013,
head
I believe.
Coach.
2014. So it's a big win for him. He dialed up some good pressures with the safeties, got them involved, some different looks, clearly confused Drew Brees and Pete Carmichael Jr., their offensive coordinator.
All right. Well, we got a lot more coming up. We'll talk more about the offense as well. Plenty to come. But right now you are watching Giants Post Game Live here on MSG, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Coming up next, we're going to hear from number 13 in Big Blue, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. So stay right where you are. As you can see, the atmosphere is always so much nicer outside of MetLife Stadium after a Big Blue victory. And Big Blue was today 16-13 over the New Orleans Saints to improve their record to 2-0. Again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live here on MSG, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz. But right now, from outside of MetLife, let's go inside the Giants locker room and catch up with one Odell Beckham Jr.
You mentioned it before. What does it say about your defense and the difference from last year when this year they stepped up and they held a great team to, you know, 13 points, and you guys were able to win the ball game?
Yeah, I mean, they're a championship defense. Going against them every day makes us nothing but better. Like I said, we just got to come out and score more points for them.
What do you have to do to get better at to score more points?
Get better.
What do you think about
Odell? What about the quality of Cruz's catch there?
Just it's so great to be able to see him. You know, first quarter comes out, catches one, and goes for 40, makes people miss, and unfortunately they pop it out. And as a receiver, it's hard to get over humps. It's hard to overcome adversity, and he did that. Came up with the biggest catch of the game at the right time, put us in a position to win the game. So if it wasn't for that, you know, it would have been, could have went to overtime. They could have got the ball back. Anything could have happened. Stepped up, made a play when he needed one.
What does it mean to this locker room to see Cruz have the year that he's having already?
I mean, for him to be back, period, whether he was, he had zero catches, 0 yards, for him to be back, to be healthy after everything he's been through, I mean, it's tough. He's really been through it all. For him to come back and play the way that he's playing, I can only see it getting better from him.
All right, that was Odell Beckham Jr. Caught 8 balls today for 86 yards. And again, Amani, you and I were sitting watching the game together. You thought some of the coverage on by the Saints on Odell was kind of interesting. Explain.
Yeah, I didn't think they really respected him as the number one receiver. They didn't really try to double him up that much. There was a lot of single coverage. I thought, you know, he had 11 targets. I thought he should have probably had 15 because of the fact that, you know, down the field plays, one-on-one, I'm going to Odell Beckham Jr. trying to make a play. But Sterling Shepard had a wonderful game. I think he had a first 100-yard receiving game today. I don't think I had my first 100-yard receiving two, three years in. It took me a while for him to come the second rattle out of the cage and get 100 yards receiving and have big plays, significant plays, and didn't look like he had too many mental busts. This rookie is coming along really well.
He doesn't play like a rookie. Let's take a look at some of the stats on all the receiving court today. You can see it there. I mean, it has become a three-headed monster. And, you know, with Victor Cruz back, and again, he's just coming back. You know, there was a drop today. Yeah. There was a fumble, and it wasn't a good one. He redeemed himself. But this offensive firepower is starting
to get
used.
You're only as good as your last at bat, right?
Exactly. But the problem is when the drops took place. You think of the 4th and 2 for Odell Beckham Jr. in the back of the end zone. Larry Donnell on 3rd down. These are all critical times that they needed to step up and make plays to change the momentum of this football game, considering how many opportunities that the defense gave them. So, yes, you may say, hey, the drop's an occasional one, but they happened at key points in the game that really could have turned around everything for this football game. And you look at the score, they easily left 21 points on the board.
Yeah, they definitely could have scored points. I'm with you, too, on this. I was shocked they didn't get more aggressive. Go downfield, try to push the ball down the field, especially when you think about the Saints. They lost one of their starting corners, probably their best corner, in Delvin Bro last week to a fractured ankle. Then P.J. Williams goes down. We all hope that he's okay. It looked like a very serious injury. But now all of a sudden, the Saints are thin at corner. You would think that they would say, hey, we're going to attack you. We're going to see if you can cover our guys. And I think Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham, and Victor Cruz, those are tough matchups for any starting corner, let alone as you start to get down your roster. So for the Giants with the win, they're not going to second guess exactly what they did. But I was shocked that they weren't more aggressive attacking, especially with the way Eli's been playing. Well, he has been throwing darts out there. And I think that really the way he's playing, It's like the crane kick from the Karate Kid. If done correctly, no one can defend.
Well, Ben McAdoo has a nice problem. He's got a lot of room for improvement while his team is 2-0. That's pretty good.
For the first time since 2009.
Let's take care of some business, though, folks. Guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack's, located on Fifth Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere, Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be, and it is a good one. All right, we got Eli Manning coming up, so stay right where you are. It's Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, here on MS.
Well, there's a lot of good. Moved the ball pretty well up and down the field. Obviously, the three turnovers hurt us, and not scoring touchdowns down there when we got that, you know, in the red zone. So turnover on downs one time, settling for some field goals. So we got to do a better job finishing some drives. But I thought, ran the ball okay, threw the ball, a lot of completions. We knew they were going to give us some completion, hit a couple big plays. Guys stepped up, make some nice plays for us, and that's good. But it could be sharper, but that's football. You never know what you're going to get. Defense did an outstanding job slowing their offense down. And obviously special teams getting us a touchdown. So a big win. And, sometimes in this league, it's not always pretty. It's not always perfect, but you got to find ways to win. We're in a position to do that. And we made some big-time plays there in the fourth quarter on that final drive. A couple guys made big-time plays to win the game.
Victor Cruz, in his first two games back, first he scores the de facto game-winning touchdown, and now he gets the play that sets you guys up for a win. What can you say about his return and development?
Yeah, I think he's doing a lot of good things, obviously. A huge catch right there in the fourth quarter. Another one earlier on a second and long they had right on the sideline. So, and, made some, big plays. Also saw a great, kind of the old Victor Cruz running catch. It's been a couple of years. Got to remember to hold on to the ball at the end. But that stuff that comes with getting back and getting used to taking hits. Remembering guys are running after you, behind you, protecting the football. So we'll get that cleaned up. And but I thought all the receivers did a great job making plays today.
Eli, the three routes to Victor, and what did you see the defense that you felt that you could take advantage of that?
Well, they're playing man to man. They're really doubling to Odell's side. With the safety, so they're doing a pretty good job kind of taking away Sterling and Odell with the safety favor that side. So have Victor one-on-one, game a shot. He did a great job making a tough catch.
All right, well, you can sense what the theme is pretty much from everybody on the Giants. They're very happy that they're 2-0, but they know that there's a lot of room for improvement, in particular offense, getting some kinks worked out and missed connections and so forth.
Yeah, well, I mean, the missed field goal, Eli mentioned the three fumbles, but when you look at Eli, first 2 weeks, 575 yards passing, three touchdowns, all from week one. But this offense is something to be feared. Now, they've got some areas to clean up, the holding penalties by the offensive line. Those are things that they can clean up. And I think when you look at next week, this is an offense that defensive coordinators are going to have to find a way. How do we stop? He mentioned they're rolling the safeties over, trying to take Odell Beckham out of the game. But now you have Sterling Shepard. You have Victor Cruz. You have even Larry Donnell and Shane Vereen who are getting involved. So this is it's become a great three-headed monster for Eli and the Giants. And it's going to be tough to stop.
You mentioned a missed field goal, but as fate would have it, Josh Brown in his first game back kicks not one, not two, but three field goals. And one was with 2 seconds left to win the game. But right now, let's go to another guy who deserves much praise today, one Sterling Shepard.
I feel like this definitely gave us a little bit more momentum going forward. I know everybody did expect it to be a high-scoring game, but both defenses did a great job. So our defense did a great job, so kudos to them.
You were targeted eight times, had eight catches, over 100 yards. How are you feeling in terms of you understanding the offense and getting very comfortable in at this point?
I'm getting pretty comfortable. I mean, last week I had a few mistakes that I wanted to clean up this week. I was able to do that. It's just focusing in practice, staying in a little bit later for our meetings. But I feel like I'm picking it up and I'm getting more comfortable, and I see that progressing just as the season goes on.
The three of you guys, Cruz, Odell, and yourself, combined for almost 300 yards receiving. When you guys look at that, what do you think the ceiling could be, if any?
And we left some plays out there, I believe. So, you see that, and you can see how far this offense can go. You know, us three guys work all the time, even after practice, to see it pay off. It's been great, and hopefully we can keep that going throughout the season.
What do you think the biggest thing is that you've learned so far from both Pittsburgh and
Odell? Just their fight and their work ethic. I mean, those guys work hard, especially at practice. I mean, it seems like they don't get tired. So I'm the guy looking at those two, trying to keep up with them. But yeah, that's definitely what I see out of those two, is just the work ethic, and you know, how they fight.
At what point, since the second game, has the game maybe slowed down a little bit more, where you concentrate, focus on what you got that you can do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like after I got hit pretty hard on the first catch I got today. And I felt like after that, everything slows down. And that's usually how it goes for me. I mean, I just need to catch one ball, and then I'm calm. Then all the jitters are pretty much gone. So, you know, it definitely slowed down after that. And I see it slowing down even more.
Coach said that he thought you could have scored a touchdown on that pass up there. What your take on that one there?
Yeah, I definitely should. After I hit the first guy with the cut, I probably should have just stuck it and went vertical. You know, but I feel like it would have been a walk-in if I would have made – that's a cut that I can make, and I feel like it would have been a walk-in if I would have made that cut, and that's one that I can make. I wish I could have it back, but I lost my foot in a little bit.
What do you think of Victor's catch there again?
Man, that's big time. I mean, he's a guy that's always made big-time plays, and he did that today.
Yes, Victor did, but so what did Sterling Shepard. 8 catches for 117 yards. Not a bad day for anybody, let alone a rookie in his second game in the National Football League. Coming up, we're going to hear from Landon Collins, but we got another big week coming up here on MSG of Giants programming. So what do you say we check it out? On Tuesday night, September 20th at 8 p.m., it's going to be Giants Life. Then on Wednesday afternoon, the 21st at 2 p.m., we'll have Giants press conference live. Move to Friday, the 23rd, 6 p.m. It's Giants first and 10. And then on Sunday, of course, September 25th at 10 a.m., Giants Chronicles. And immediately following, Giants and Redskins. We're back here with Giants postgame live on MSG. And once again, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG, our new home this season. And thus far, this season is a good one. It is 2-0. We got a lot more coming up. Right now, though, let's go back inside to the Coaches Club, catch up with Paul Dottino and Jeff Fegels.
All right, guys, down here with Jeff in the coach's booth. And, you know, here's the truth of the matter is the Giants, for all the talk about them maybe throwing the ball and winging it against this weak Saints secondary, boy, they had balance going today, Jeff. Maybe they didn't run it as well as they wanted to the whole time, but I thought balance was important even on that final drive.
No question. I think that, you know, coming into this game, you wanted to try to keep that Drew Brees offense off the field, and what you had to do is try to run the football. Giants attempted to do that a little bit, but you know what? They didn't go away from it. They continued to try. You know, some of the extension of the running game was the short passing game, but really when you talk about the Giants coming in here and what they did in that last drive opposed to what they couldn't do last year to close out and win games, very impressive for this Giants team, running on 2-0 now, 2-0 in the division, and this is just an incredible win for the Giants in their home opener this year.
You know, one thing that Jeff and I have been talking about, and he's obviously a special teams guy, is that a guy like Jonathan Hankins, who is an integral part of this defense, comes up with the big field goal block on specials, and of course, Janoris Jenkins runs it back for a touchdown, the first TD of the game. Huge play, and tells you a lot about Hankins.
Well, you know, we talk about the game and three aspects of it, offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, the defense bailed out the offense after those first two turnovers in the first half, not to mention the third turnover and the Eli fumble. And then the special teams comes in, blocks a kick. And, you know, we talked about this earlier in the pregame, too, that the special teams, they don't get all the reps in practice. So that's just a true grit play by Jonathan Hankins. Get your hand up. Huge play in the first half to put the Giants ahead.
And then finally, of course, speak to me if you can about the kicker's mentality. You know Josh Brown well. You know all kickers very well. Missing a field goal attempt, albeit from distance, over 50 earlier in the game, and then having to have the ice water to get the winner in the final seconds.
Well, the ice water was a little bit more of a chip shot than a 54-yarder that he missed. But, you know, you want to come back. You want to redeem yourself. And sure enough, the offense did a nice job down there getting him in a position to win the game.
Good stuff. Jeff, it's been fun. Guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul and Jeff, thank you very much. You know, it might have been a chip shot, Dave, but guy coming back off a one-game suspension that was certainly well-publicized. I think there had to be a little jitters in there, and he came through with the game-winning field goal.
Absolutely. There has to be some types of jitters there, considering this is his first game of feeling the adrenaline, that home atmosphere, and being out on the field. But you talk about game-changing plays. Whenever you are able to score on special teams, your odds of winning ratchet up to the 80th percentile. So when you score on special teams, you're up there. Your opportunity to win the football game is right in front of you. So they're very lucky that they're still able to come away with it, considering the fact that they had the three turnovers on the offensive side of the ball.
As we said before, Coach McAdoo has a nice problem. He's 2-0, and he can tell his players we still got a long ways to go. But right now, let's go back inside to Paul Dottino and Landon Collins.
Thanks, guys. And Landon, I don't know if you've seen the numbers yet, okay, but breeze through for something like, you know, 241 yards. And, you know, for him, that's sometimes a half. Right. What was the secret to getting this done today?
Get our guys off the edge to get to him, and just move him off the spot without blitzes and disguises and stuff like that. When he had a read on our defense, we tried to make it to where he wasn't seeing what he thought he was seeing, and then when he had to hold the ball, they got our D-line to get back that quick on him.
I thought it was interesting. I was talking with Jeff Fiegels earlier about how you guys had two first-half sacks. Both came from defensive backs, which is going to make you guys happy in that room, I'm sure.
Correct. Definitely. I mean, that was my first career sack ever, and just to have two with the defensive backs, I mean, we've proven that we could rush two and get back there before our D-line do.
Of course, the big thing when you're stopping an offense like this, shut down the run first. And my goodness, that front four is doing a really good job. They stuffed Ingram. They forced Breeze into trying to throw the ball a little too much. And I think that made things easier for you.
Definitely. Just being on the back and having that front, the pressure like that, makes it definitely easy on us. And just to see routes and see concepts. And then when you have ends like that to contain them, I mean, he has to get rid of the ball. And some of them are going to be over the head. And you can make an interception if we do.
Landon, I know at Alabama you're used to winning by a large margin, but now you got two squeakers here. How much does that help build confidence, character, toughness when you come out 2-0 and both were nail biters?
I mean, that's extraordinary to be doing things like that because, I mean, last year we didn't have that type of defense. And to just come here and just to prove that we are that defense and try to be that top 10 defense like the Giants used to be, just to uphold that, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're trying to uphold tradition here.
Landon Collins, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Congratulations. Guys, let's go back to you.
Paul Dottino and Landon Collins, thank you very much. All right, folks, a lot more coming up. And again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live here on MSG, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of your New York Giants. And again, stay right where you are. Lots more coming up. So don't go away. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz right here on MSG. Once again, it's a good atmosphere outside of MetLife Stadium because inside earlier today, the Giants improved their record to 2-0 with a 16-13 victory over the New Orleans Saints. Now, though, let's go back inside the stadium and catch up with number 84, Larry Donnell.
Okay, guys, I think the one thing that the Giants wanted to do going into this game was to have a balanced attack, keep the Saints honest, control some of that time of possession. And my goodness, Larry, it may not have been the most prettiest offensive showing of all time, but you were effective in getting done what you wanted to.
Yes, sir. That was our goal. You know, we knew it was going to be a dogfight. You know, 60-minute football game, especially with, you know, the weapons they have on the other side of the ball. But, you know, our goal is to come out and fight and play 60 minutes and fight for each other and try to come out and win.
What was it like at halftime with such a low-scoring first half? And I know, you know, a lot of people thought it would be a shootout. Was there surprise in the locker room? Was there a good feeling like, hey, Giants are getting the ball to start the third quarter. You guys are exactly where you want to be?
Well, you know, we were kind of upset at ourselves a little bit because we were shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, we had a lot of opportunities to go down and score, but we turned the football over, and that's something we know we can't do in this league. But, you know, we stay together and we fight together, and that's how we come out victory.
You know, once again, Eli Manning comes up with a last-minute drive that wins a ball game. He's done that almost 30 times now in his career. The feeling of having Eli in the huddle on a final game kind of drive like that, it's got to be really good.
There was no other place I want to be or no other team than with, Tim. He's calm, he's cool. He makes me feel comfortable and cool and confident. So he's a great leader and a great quarterback and an awesome player.
All right, finally, Larry, what does this win do for the team? I just talked to Landon Collins a little bit ago. Two squeakers in a row, 2-0 atop the division, and the Washington Redskins coming in next week.
Oh, yeah, it's always feel good to win no matter how, how they come. A victory is way better than a loss. So we're going to take it and go back to the drawing board, just get better and try to get some more.
I'm going to cheat one more here. Guys are real happy for Victor Cruz. How that come back to this home stadium today, pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, Ado is a beast. He's always been a beast. So, he's getting back to his roots, and it's a good sight to see.
Larry Donnell, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right. Thank you, Paul Dottino and Larry Donnell and Amani Toomer. Listen, you know all about receiving. You're the Giants' all-time leading receiver. How long will it take Victor Cruz to get back to where he was before he was injured a couple of years ago?
I don't know if he's ever going to get back to where he was, but for him just to be a healthy, contributing member of this Giants team, I think he's already back. And I think that's pretty much most you can add. He's been out for two entire seasons. It's not just, being on the field. It's the lifestyle of being in the NFL. And for him not to be in that for 2 years and come back and to play as well as he's played for the first two games, this was a game-winning catch that he had right now. They threw one pass to Odell Beckham Jr. He didn't come up with the play. They went back to Victor Cruz at the end, made the play to finish the game. But I'm not quite sure I like the way Ben McAdoo dealt with that last situation. To me, it's coming from a place of weakness. I'm not going to let Drew Brees beat me. Your defense has been playing well all day. I would have just scored the touchdown and made the Saints beat you with a touchdown. Well,
but if you don't score the touchdown, then you're leaving the door open for them just to go back and lose the game.
But you remember Trey Junkin. That's all I got to say. You have to have the kick, the snap, and the hold. All that has to go perfect for a field goal. If you hand the ball off to a fullback, he can get a yard or two. Don't worry about throwing the ball, because when you run the ball and get stopped, the clock is still ticking, and you always have that field goal in your back pocket. I didn't like the decision.
All right, well, duly noted. We'll tell Ben all about that. You're invited to come back and tell him about
yourself.
Hope
I'll be invited back. You never
know. We were going to criticize, based off last season and what happened and how the games ended last year and losses, we were going to probably criticize whatever they decided to do. I think this situation was a little different because it was a tie game.
Yeah.
So even if there's a bad snap, you know what? You go into overtime. But when you think about what happened the week before to the Saints, right at home, the Oakland Raiders ended up going for two, ended up winning the game. So there
our
is that.
Is better than this.
There is that category as well. Drew Brees could have let him down for a touchdown.
You're
and
right.
They go for two, and now you lose the game, and everybody says, why didn't you just kick the field goal? So
that's why we're here. It's easy to second guess.
You finally figured that out, wise guy.
It's easy to second guess unless you're up here sweating like us.
All right, well, we've got another segment coming up. But, again, this is an important reminder, folks. Giants Life. You don't want to forget this coming up this Tuesday right here on MSG. Again, it is Giants Life. This week's show is going to feature one of the guys you heard from earlier, Landon Collins. So take a look.
Hey there. Good morning. Landon Collins, New York Giants safety. Welcome to Louisiana. You get to spend a day with me and see how my life is day to day. Let's go.
This is where I used to stay with my dad and my grandma. It's the house. We lived here. My whole family, my grandpa was in there. All this was from Katrina because I think this whole road was underwater.
Welcome back. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on MSG, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz. There's a look at the current standings, and there you see your New York Giants atop the NFC East with a record of 2-0, and followed by Philadelphia, who's yet to play, Dallas 1-1, and the Redskins, who come into us here at MetLife Stadium to see us next week. Guys, I know there's plenty more games to be played, 14 in the regular season, but I thought a fair start. What I mean by a fair start is a winning start for the Giants was imperative this season. You're coming off a season where a head coach lost his job. And I just think, so everybody cannot say the same old Giants, this 2-0 was extremely important, maybe more important than it is to other teams.
Well, Ben McAdoo's preached this whole time since he became the head coach, it's evolution, not revolution. We have seen this team evolve. The defense has evolved. The offense has evolved. They're much more explosive. And I think if you're the Giants right now, you're sitting at home 2-0, you're hosting the Washington Redskins, You have a chance to be 3-0 in the division right out of the gate. You can't ask for a better script for this team to start off the season.
And I think defensively, we all wanted to know how all these pieces were going to fit together. How are they going to form an identity as a group? And they really have. They've been flying around to the football. They've been swarming.
Very
a lot
physical.
Of support from the corners from the outside. Just a big physical group. Now I think what's more important is let's see this offense continue to make steps forward and develop, because we see that the opportunities are there for them. They just need to capitalize on them. Because, like we said, we all know that they left at least 21 points on the board out there.
And as dangerous as they have been throwing the football, if they can get their running game going, this offense could be a record breaker.
The Wait, fact did Toomer just say he wanted to run the football?
I know. It's crazy. But well, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But you know what? If they ran the ball 28 times today for 70 yards, that's like two and a half yards a carry. If you can get that up to around three, get 100 yards in there on the ground, added with Shepard, with Cruz, with Beckham, this offense could really be something special. It could be like one of those offenses up in Green Bay that Ben McAdoo was used to.
And I think there was something uncharacteristic about the offense, in particular the receiving corps today. There were some drops. Like, there were some drops from Odell Beckham Jr. He had one down the sideline. And listen, Victor Cruz, who's first coming back. So if all those guys, as you say, can get in sync, this certainly has the potential to be high-powered attack.
I'm just going to say, before we pick up the paper on Monday or Tuesday, we know what the narrative this week's going to be. It's Josh Norman against Odell Beckham.
That's right.
But I got news for Josh Norman. It's not just Odell Beckham he's got to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
He can play those games with them. Everybody's going to be watching that matchup. But I tell you what, it's a matchup mismatch, even if Sterling Shepard's on him. So that's going to be the narrative all week long. But I think the Giants have something for the Redskins.
Well, you know, you led us right into it that Josh Norman is coming in with the Washington Redskins, and that is our next game. You'll watch it. It's going to be, again, right here at MetLife Stadium at 1 p.m. on September 25th. And then, of course, right after the game, we're going to be back here for Giants Post Game Live, presented to you on MSG, presented by Mercedes-Benz. So I think all in all, it has been a good start to a season where like we've been saying the theme has been lots of room for improvement, but it's nice to be able to say you can improve and be 2-0 instead of being 0-2. Anyway, that is a wrap from here at MetLife Stadium. Thanks for being part of Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz on MSG. We will see you next week.